So it's Friday morning. It's 8:43. We're Mike and Casey, and we've got some free tickets.
Yeah, we got it right after we hear from the founding member of the Doobie Brothers, Tom Johnston. He says the group has lots of fans after over 50 years of making music, including their new album, Liberté.
Depends on the age groups that come, usually, which is a mix. I think it can be from town to town more than state to state. But in general, overall, the crowds are pretty much the same, and they all react pretty much the same, and they react to the songs you expect them to react to.
Do you draw energy from the crowd?
Absolutely. Plan on it. That's huge. If you get that cyclical thing going between you and the crowd, that's really what makes for the best show. I mean, you're going to play the best you can no matter what, but once they start singing and they're dancing, and it lifts you up right along with them. And I'm always pleased when they react to new stuff, because that used to be like everybody was scared to do that in the old days, play something new. But they've been very accepting, even excited about it, so that's cool.
From Liberté, we're going to play Easy. Tell us the genesis of the song. What does it mean to you? You wrote it, so what does it mean?
I don't really sit around and think about it.
You know, you're not the first one that said that to me. People don't really think about what it's about because they want everybody to feel it's their own and interpret it their way.
All right. Well, it got written 3 years ago, actually. We started this project in 19 not knowing it was going to become an album. It was just a writing session. And then we moved on from there and did a couple more songs. And then Pat went and did a couple of songs. Then I went and did some more songs. And eventually ended up being an album. That particular song, it's not a huge message song other than, you know, what it sounds like. You're telling some gal that, you know, you're glad you found her and she's making your life better now. That's about as deep as it gets, I think. It's more about the feel of the song than it is about the depth of the lyrics.